Alright, so we're here at HP, and who are you and what do you do here?
My name is Mindy Fournier, and I'm the Worldwide All-in-One TouchSmart Product Manager at HP.
And these are the new consumer TouchSmarts,
yes,
right?
Two new consumer TouchSmarts that we're launching this fall in conjunction with Win 7. We have the TouchSmart 300, which is a 20-inch 16x9 version of the product, so we really decided to make smaller version to fit in kitchens, to fit in kind of smaller family areas. If you want one for your bedroom, this is like a great size. And then we've also are launching the 22-inch 16x9 full HD 1080p product.
So what are the screen resolutions on these two?
So this is 720p and this is the 1080p, so 1920x1080.
Cool.
Correct.
Awesome. And what are the big differences between the two?
The big difference between the two, obviously, is size. So one's the smaller 20-inch version, mm-hmm. as we just went through. The other difference is this is actually an Intel-based platform. So we have the Intel Core 2 Duo mobile processors on it.
This is the one to game on over here.
This is the one. You want to jump right to it.
Do.
Okay. This product is actually the AMD Athlon 2 dual-core or triple-core, however it's going to be on shelf product.
Okay. And what are some of the features on these?
So some of the features for both the products is it still kind of meets everything that we believe customers want in the TouchSmart experience. One cable hookup from the back, all accessible ports on the side, USB, and then your Ethernet connections on the back, USB on the back, SD cards on the side, volume control, mute. On this one, though, we've actually added additional ports that you won't find on the smaller version. And what happened is so many people who are using the current generation product kept asking us, how can I connect my Xbox? How can I connect my game console?
Sure.
So it was such a resounding message from actually all over the world that we said we have to do something. So what we did is we put on the side HDMI in and composite in.
Cool.
For customers. So you can either push the button and toggle through, or you can use the remote, which has an AV button. So what happens is this pop-up comes up, and it just lets you know where you're at. So right now you're in PC mode.
Mm-hmm.
You switch to HDMI, and it takes you to HDMI. Obviously, we don't have anything connected right now.
We have an Xbox here.
Yes,
we
do.
It.
Yes, we do.
Cool.
And then composite in, and it toggles you right back.
Awesome.
But with the full HD screen, you hook up your Xbox, you play your full HD game,
yeah.
and it just looks fabulous.
So this is the perfect computer for the bedroom. You can use it as a media
mm-hmm.
center. You
Correct.
Can use it as
You'll have TV tuner cards predominantly on this product. You'll have some TV tuners on this one, but this product here is what the TouchSmart 600 is what we're really driving on for really merging that PC and TV experience.
Yeah.
Especially with the screen, it just kind of begs, I want to watch TV, I want to watch, play my Xbox, I want to play my stream full HD content from the internet.
Yeah.
Because if you have HD content, you definitely want HD hardware to go with it.
Great, and we see the HP software.
So we have the TouchSmart software that we built, on top of the Win 7 with all of the Touch APIs. We've had this software application out with the products that we launched last year. But this year, we've actually added a lot newer apps, we've changed the UI, and we actually have some third parties that have come on board to build some touch-enabled apps for TouchSmart. So in terms of what we changed, we want a consistent look and feel, so we actually went from kind of this 16x10, which is what last year's screen sizes were, to a 16x9 look. So nice widescreen tiles. The other feature that we added also is the current generation, you had to tap on an app, open it up when you wanted to engage with it more, and then shut it back down, move to another application, open it up, do what you wanted to do, and close it.
Yeah.
For this generation, because customers are saying, I kind of bounce around, the main purpose, at least for us with touch, is consumption-based computing information. So people are standing there saying, okay, I want to just turn my playlist on and play, then I want to go to photos and make maybe a photo playlist or a screensaver, and then maybe I just want to go to my Twitter account and just check to see what's going on with the people I'm following. So we actually created what we're calling interactive tiles. So you can actually flip around from tile to tile and go into it and start doing all the things that you want to do within the different tiles. You can go to Twitter and log in, and you can go, actually, as I'm starting to talk about the apps. Go into notes, you know, create kind of a to-do list. You know, go into your browser, you know, go into weather. But any tile that's on this top row, is actually the app is running, so it's fully interactive. And you don't have to go in and out, in and out.
Cool, so there's no start wait time.
No, it's actually, you know, you just drag and drop. So drag a tile to the top. So what we, the usage that we're seeing, what people will do are, you know, you kind of have those maybe top four or five apps that you're going to be using on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
People will keep that in the top row, and then as they need additional information, they'll just go to the bottom row.
Right.
And just launch the application directly. So for example, you know, you can just go ahead and launch Hulu. You know, go out there and check.
Mr. President, we're ready for the interviews.
Okay, ready to
go. Check the TV shows that you have in your list, decide what you want to watch, and just stream it. And then once you're done, you just close it and you go back to kind of the TouchSmart software UI. And one of the other key features of the TouchSmart PC is actually audio. We, in the current generation and this next generation, we really focused on what kind of audio experience people want. And if we're really going to start to make or blur the lines between PC and TV, we need to have a better than expected audio experience. So we focused on getting audio that was better than a notebook, better than a display, and basically better than most of your standard PC products. So some of the other features of the product is we have what's called ambient light. So for the current generation product, you're working with the labs, we thought this would be kind of a nice, cool feature. And as it turned out, there's actually a lot of YouTube apps with about, I don't know, one app has like, our video has 75,000 hits, but the guy just fell in love with the ambient light. So all you have to do, and we were kind of, you know, figure that a lot of people kind of do computing in the dark or dim lighting, but you want to see your keyboard. So now you actually can turn on the ambient light. If I can find it. There it is.
Cool, so and this will light up your keyboard.
Yes.
Let you see it at night.
Correct. And you just can, I mean, it has three different levels, dim, medium, bright, and off. And if you turn your PC off, ambient light can stay on. So you can kind of use it as your night light. And just pick, and you can hopefully see how the color just changes. So pick your favorite color to match your mood, and you're set to go.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's very cool. A lot of fun. So just talking through some of the new applications that we've created for the launch this fall. One of the applications we've created is TouchSmart Link. What we're really trying to drive on TouchSmart is make this kind of your main PC in the home. We all have a lot of mobile products, whether it's your smartphone, you know, we have notebooks and netbooks now. But what we really focused on for this fall is how do I get photos off of my smartphone? Because we're all using, or just any phone, to my TouchSmart. Because I take some great photos when I'm out there running around, and now I want to save them and keep them and put them in my photo library. So we've actually created an application called TouchSmart Link through Bluetooth, makes the connection. It'll actually pop up a window here, which is your, quote, folder on your phone, and you just drag and drop with touch.
Very cool.
All the photos that you want to keep on your TouchSmart.
Yeah.
Some of the other apps that we've created, there is an app called, and it's probably up here, HP Recipe Box. So for the cooking aficionados out there,
and if you expect a lot of these to be in kitchens, I imagine.
Absolutely, especially the 20-inch version. For a lot of people are using online recipe websites to find recipes, but you have to create individual username and passwords for each of these websites.
Yeah.
And then if you like a recipe, you have to save it in their kind of recipe box. So next thing you know, you've got four different websites, you've got recipes you've saved all over the place. And, you know, from my personal experience, you just kind of give up and you just stop. And then you go back to the old-fashioned way of printing. But what we've created is Recipe Box. And what Recipe Box allows you to do is have one digital recipe box that contains all of your favorite recipes. So you can actually go out to the web, type in your favorite URL, tap extract, because apparently on all the recipe websites, it's a very standard architecture on how they code it.
Yeah.
It'll strip the recipe, pull it in, actually categorize it for you. Is it an appetizer, an entree, is it fish, vegetable, meat, and pop it right here into your recipe box.
Very nice.
And you can also add recipes to it if you wish, and it'll save all of your favorite URLs. So, and the other cool feature about this, and the reason we added it, is voice. we really, I think Touch really drove innovation on having a PC learn how to interact kind of the human way, so natural user interfaces. So we're starting to see where we can go with Touch. So some of the other features in Recipe Box is you can actually have the computer read the recipe to you. So as you're running around your kitchen trying to find all the ingredients, it's telling you, instead of running to the PC and then running to the PC and run back, it'll actually talk through all of the ingredients. And it'll also talk through step by step as you cook the recipe. And you can also go through that voice command with the Bluetooth headset, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of ambient noise in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So we've enabled kind of our showcase app for voice in Recipe Box.
Very cool.
Let's see, some of the other applications that we've created, or actually some of the third-party applications, Hulu. So Hulu's a very popular internet TV site. People are, at least we're finding, almost 50% of our target segment watches a lot of internet TV. So Hulu had already created an app for desktops, and what they did is they actually made an application that was Touch Smart enabled, and now we're going to be shipping it this fall.
Very nice.
In the US. Another application, Netflix. So basically, if you have a Netflix account, what the Touch Smart app will do is just show you your queue. One of the things that kind of drives our UI is really focusing on consumption. So you're not going to be able to do anything and everything. If you want to do more, then you go outside of our application and access the website as you normally would with a keyboard and mouse. But here it's just, you know, quick consumption-based burst of information. I just want to see what's on my queue and I want to start watching a movie. So, you know, if I want to watch a movie, you just tap the movie, you decide if you want to play, if you want to remove it, or you want to just pick another movie. Another great application for TouchSmart. Another third-party app is Twitter. So we work with Twitter to create a Twitter app. So you just log in with your username and password, and it just shows you all the people that, you know, you're following, all the ones that are following you, you know, kind of the traditional TouchSmart fan UI, who am I following, and you can, once again, just do all the normal things. You send updates, keep sending you updates, and just keep this in your, you know, your top bar. Twitter's one of your favorite apps, mm-hmm. and you just walk up during your day and say, hey, what's going on with all my followers and the people
Very
I'm following? And then, of course, we have a lot of standard applications. I mean, these are shipping with 21 apps, and that doesn't include some of the third-party apps that didn't get loaded on the fall product, but you can, you know, check weather when you're out there. Another cool app is Browser, and this really takes advantage of what Win7 has done for touch browsing. So you can really go in here, much more expanded keyboard, which has been fantastic. But yeah, once again, I mean, great touch improvements to the browser with Win7. Let's see, and I think one of the other apps, which actually you've seen on the notebooks, is webcam. We've had this application on our current product, but people have so much fun with this. You know, we actually have tilt webcam now in this product, so all different shapes and sizes
yeah.
can get in front of the camera, and you can record applications and upload it to YouTube with the touch of a button. You can add, you know, filters to it, whatever you want, you know, thumbs up, and record all of that. Makes for something that's a lot of fun. I mean, everybody's creating videos now through YouTube, and what easier way to do it than this. So the touch hardware that we use on the TouchSmart are actually optical cameras, and you have two cameras that are mounted on the top corner of the screen, along with an LED. We've actually improved the hardware with this rev of the product, really kind of focusing on true hardware multi-touch versus kind of software doing some of the work. And basically how it works, it just looks for breaks in the light. And wherever it sees a break, of course, there's massive algorithms behind it. It detects, you know, whether it's one touch or two touch. And a great way to showcase this hardware technology is the Microsoft Surface Globe Touch application.
Cool. And we got Brian.
Globe?
Hello. Who are you? You're from Microsoft. I know you.
Yes, I'm Brian Taylor. I'm a group marketing manager at Microsoft. And today I'd love to show you a couple things about one of the applications that's in Microsoft's Touch Pack for Windows 7.
Cool.
Hewlett-Packard's going to be pre-installing five of the applications from the Microsoft Touch Pack for Windows 7. And the one I really want to show you today is the one that's called Microsoft Surface Globe. Let's take a look at it. We go down here to our taskbar. We've got Surface Globe pinned to it for easy access. Touch of one button, and it's loading up for us here. All right. Now, a lot of people have played with some of the online Globe applications that are out there. This one, I want to just show you how super cool it is to navigate with the touch of a finger. If you take a look down here at the search box, you go down there, you might tap on it, keyboard pops up. You click on your keyboard. Now, where do you want to go? Well, frankly, you can go just about anywhere you want. Personally, I was planning a little vacation this summer, and so thinking about going to Mount Rushmore. So you can type it in with your keyboard if you'd like, or if you'd like, you can certainly use the touchpad or the touch keyboard on here. So Mount.
And the nice thing with the new keypad too that you can type into is you can resize it now with Windows 7. So if it's not big enough for you, if you got big fingers, just resize it.
Very good. Okay, so I've typed in Mount Rushmore. I just hit the enter button, and if you can take a look at that, you can see the Globe instantly takes me there. I'm going to close down my keyboard pad there. So we've got an aerial view of Mount Rushmore here. So you're going to use your standardized touch to navigate down. See, I'm just taking my fingers down there. Here we go. Here's Mount Rushmore right there. In fact, it's the top of Mount Rushmore. You know what would be really cool though is if you could see it in 3D. So I hit the tilt feature, and check this out. If you can see it on the screen there, you've really got some rich 3D renderings that we've done with a lot of the topographical things that you'll find throughout the world. And whether it's large buildings in cities, whether it's the Space Needle in Seattle, the Golden Gate Bridge, Mount Rushmore, this really gives you a richer experience. So for example, in this tilt view, I'm going to get zoomed in here a little bit. But you know what? Everybody's seen Mount Rushmore from this angle. What if we take it and we're going to sit on top of the Mount Rushmore? Now there's the visitor center. There's an angle you don't see everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a little thing that you can do to navigate around, have some fun, take a look at what it is that you want to explore. But, let's say you want to go to a different vacation. Perhaps Las Vegas. We're going to do a quick search on that. LAS. Vegas. Let's go to the Las Vegas Strip. Hit enter. Look at that. It takes us instantly right there. So we're zooming in. I'm going to use my fingers to navigate down. Look at the detail on the renderings here. Now, that is a real great combination of the hardware and the high definition that HP's TouchSmart provides, combined with the very detailed renderings that Microsoft brings to the table with Microsoft Surface Globe. Check out the lay of the land here at the hotels. Oops, I zoomed out a little bit. Here we go. Here's all the main hotels on the strip. When we hit the tilt key, you can get a real appreciation for the 3D rendering as we zoom in here and check out all the really cool looking hotels where you might want to stay. You can kind of take your fingers and navigate here to look at a different angle at the places you might go to. And so great, you're here in Las Vegas, now what do you want to do? Well, a lot of different options. You just go down here to the search bar, and you can actually pinpoint different places that you might want to go to. Or again, with the search bar, you can look up things like taverns, bars, restaurants, you name it, and that'll help shows, for example, and you can help pinpoint where on the map that you want to go to, and then go there.
Awesome. Thanks for showing us that.
Thanks.